This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We are seeing a slight bounce in the corn market, up 3.5 cents as we speak. We got bean markets trading about 7 higher. The wheat market is relatively steady. We did get some flash sales of 136,000 metric tons of corn to South Korea. We sold another 334,000 metric tons of beans to China. It was this announced this morning, so that is providing a little bit of a boost. The corn market obviously had a very ugly slide in response to this bearish report on Monday, but now we've seen some buying come in. Maybe we've hit a little bit, at least temporary economic value, and that is, like I said, hopefully will bring some more buyers into the market.
You mentioned that bearish report on Monday. In your opinion, Jim, what was the biggest surprise? Was it that acres harvested number going up so much as it did?
I think that was probably the biggest surprise. I mean, the yield data was a situation I look at it. I mean, they did what a lot of the trade thought. They lowered the yield in Ohio, Indiana, Iowa, and Illinois. That is where a lot of people thought the yields were down. But the fact of the matter is the collar states punched above their weight and offset it. And that's where you got the higher yield. But yes, that increase in the harvested acres over a million was definitely a surprise. But, you know, we had a lot of our brokers and clients in the Western Corn Belt said, hey, the reality is they had a really, really big crop out west.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn up 4 cents at 4.23¾. March soybeans up 7.5 at 10.46¼. March soybean meal up $1.70 at $2.93.30. March soybean oil up 15 cents at $51.35. Chicago wheat up 1¾ at 5.12¼. Minneapolis wheat up 28 cents at 5.69. Kansas City hard red wheat down 0.25 cents at 5.19¼. March oats down 5¼ at 2.86½. On the Merck, February live cattle down 78 cents at 236.48. January feeder cattle down 48 cents at 365.80. February lean hogs up 28 cents at 84.90. Class 3 milk down a penny at 14.76. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.